Well, here I am again this morning, and I woke with an old Nat King Cole song, "When I Fall in Love, It Will Be Forever, or I'll Never Fall in Love." And that's my story, really, of my Christian walk. I realised when I met the Lord, when I got to know him, that I had never loved. And he had saved my unshared love just for himself, which probably explains why I'm like I am, so focused on him. Because I can't stop, again, another old song, talking about him and talking about him and talking about him, the man that I love. And he is the man that I love above everything else, which makes me most blessed, because I know that many, many people struggle with loving God. But to know him, you know, is to love him. And the reason you don't love him is because you don't know him. What you've got is a picture that you have cobbled together, probably from other people's experiences or from words that you've heard. He may just be a celestial Santa Claus to whom you go and petition and petition and bang the carpet till you get what you want. And conversely, if you don't get it, you think he's a meanie. If he asks you for something that you don't want to give him, again, you're going to think he's mean, because you don't see beyond the fact that it is for your good, ultimately, that he's asking for that thing that stands in the way of the relationship between you and him. It's just a different way of looking at things. And we are so screwed and slewed in the way that we see things, you know. We are just twisted. We need our lenses changed. Above all else, settle it in your heart, up the front end, he is good. And he never ever does anything for his benefit, only for yours. So whatever he's asking of you, it's for your benefit, not for his. That's called obedience. And you will fall in love completely. God bless you.